Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's topic is how to stay calm under pressure. One of the theories in the video is that brain can only process so much information at once. So you will have to give up something when you are under a lot of pressure. In my opinion, it does have its point. When we are too occupied with too many things, we tend to have poor performance, and sometimes we will be forgetful. So, do you consider yourself as a stressful person? And can you still manage your life under pressure? All right, let's move on to our sentence today. Research suggests that some are more susceptible than others, especially those who are self-conscious, anxious, and afraid of being judged negatively by others. Research suggests that some are more susceptible than others, especially those who are self-conscious, anxious, and afraid of being judged negatively by others. Alright, let's take a look at our vocabularies. 第一个单字是 susceptible. Susceptible. 那这个字它当成形容词，它有易受影响的或易受感动的。那在句子里面它是当成易受影响的来做解释。那你可以说 She is not very susceptible to judgment. 那她不太受批评所影响。再来是 impressionable, impressionable, 那它一样也是当成形容词，它也是有易受影响的，但是它通常比较指的是年轻人，比如说 He is now at an impressionable age, so he is easily led by others. 那他正处于这个易受影响的年龄，他的行为非常容易受其他人左右。那通常会是指年轻人。再来是 self-conscious, self-conscious. 那 self-conscious 它是形容词，它有局促不安的或是不自在的意思。你可以说 He's very self-conscious about the performance of his speech. 他对于他的演讲表现很不安。再来是 shy, shy.那 shy 它当成形容词，它有害羞的或是羞怯的意思。I used to be very shy and unconfident. 我以前很害羞又没有自信。再来是 anxious, anxious. 那 anxious 它有焦虑的意思。She was very anxious when she couldn't find her passport.当他找不到护照时，他很焦虑 ，anxious。再来是 concerned， concerned。那 concerned 它当成形容词，它有不安的或是担心的意思。I'm very concerned about your health。我很担心你的健康状况。再来是 negatively， negatively。Negatively 这个字很明显它是副词，它有否定的或甚至是消极的意思。 She answered the question negatively. 她否定了这个问题。再来最后一个单字是negative, negative. 那 negative 它当成形容词，它有否定的、消极的或者是反面的意思。He has a negative attitude toward his job. 他对于他的工作很消极。A negative attitude toward something 就是对某样东西很消极。Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today. And I'll see you next time. Bye!